Welcome to Content Breaker, featuring Static Dreads, Kaiju Kells, Strangely Entertaining, and V Zog Boy. Today's episode is Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Right, okay. So I'll be like, hello, welcome. You're listening to Content Breaker during Spooky Scary Month. Today, talking about Kurt's Cowardly Dog with myself, Strangely Entertaining. Okay, gotcha. I'll do it.
Yep, right. He's the only one. Great, he's the only one. Strangely Entertaining.
I didn't finish because I'm like, I'm not going to waste people's time. All right.
I'm the artist formerly known as Static.
Yep. I am Kells, and we are, of course, joined by Mr. Zogboy himself, the Zog. Gentlemen, how are you?
I like pink dogs.
Are we actually in the cast?
I think we are in the cast.
He did the intro.
I just rolling with it at this point.
Okay. Welcome to Content Breakers.
We shifted into the alternate dimension.
We're talking about Courage the Cowardly Dog for the spookiest month of 2020.
Yeah, we are. I'm currently on the other side of the fourth wall now. I relate to Courage. Not the show, just the dog, as of being afraid of everything. That's me.
And still persevering.
Yeah, I mean, like, his facial expressions are literally me as a person. But, I mean, in case you lived under a rock for most of your life, and you don't know what Courage the Cowardly Dog is, I'm going to let Zog Boy himself explain the premise of the show.
Okay, then.
I believe in you.
Essentially a dog and his two elderly owners live in the middle of nowhere. Yet everyone seems to be attracted to their one house. And shenanigans ensue. It's completely creepy, scary nonsense, and it's absolutely amazing.
I gotta agree.
Is that good enough, or do you want me to go into more?
No, that was like the intro from the show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm impressed.
I mean, it's like Avatar. The intro is literally everything you need to know about the show. Just
it's literally a little intro.
The only complaint I have for Avatar's intro, it doesn't tell us about the strongest character, Cabbage Man, but that's another podcast.
That's an already done podcast. We're talking
Cabbage Man. Cabbage Man is the Courage the Cowardly Dog of Avatar. Courage is really a super episodic show. I don't know if there's an overarching story.
There's not.
But, you know, you can come in, watch an episode, be creeped out, and then be like, all right, I don't need to watch anymore until next week.
Well, if you want to be really creeped out, I have a little bit of a fact for you guys that I found earlier in the
based
week.
On a true story?
It is. So, the show is set in a town. So, the show is actually set and is based off an actual town called Nowhere. It's a real place in New Mexico. In real life, an elderly couple who lived there.
That explains the aliens.
With their pet dog, reported some paranormal activity, and they went missing one day with only the dog remaining. That's the inspiration for the whole show.
So, like, dead ass.
I believe it.
I was going to say, like, this show, I was one state off. I thought this happened in Utah. Like, I was like, it feels like a Utah, like, Arizona vibe.
I mean,
Arizona, I could see it, yeah.
Arizona, kind of. New Mexico seems the most believable to me just because of all the aliens.
Yeah, so when you said that, I was like, my suspicions of my whole existence have been confirmed.
Well, that went somewhere.
See, but like, I'm always good until I hear based off a true story. So I was really hoping you didn't say that. Like, now, like, my childhood fears that my window's gonna have that wind.
Just because it's based doesn't mean it's accurate. But
yeah,
no, this one's just entertaining at least.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm never trust
definitely
ducks
cause nightmares.
Don't trust ducks. Sure. Don't trust chickens. Don't trust
ducks.
Yeah. There's two
slabs.
Return the slabs.
Or computers. Yeah. So let's get into some of the spooky.
They specifically wanted to use 3D animation for characters like Ramses just because it looks so bad.
And it was a good episode.
It added to the creep factor.
So let's get into the spooky shit, shall we? Let's just run down some of the bad guys that scare the shit out of Courage and the family.
I mean, scared me too.
Eustace is the number one villain.
Yeah, technically.
Like, literally, he's listed number on the wiki as villain. A villain. Like,
I mean, he at least abuses animals.
Wow.
Oh, tell me one interaction from him and Courage that worked out well.
He's like, that's it. I'm getting me mallet. Nope, not getting out of this chair.
I mean, but like, in all fairness, Eustace had, I mean, not all fairness, but Eustace had a horrible, tragic backstory. Like, his whole family died.
Except for his mom. His mom's
and his
alive.
Brother.
His mom's actually one of the villains that comes through and tries to, like...
Yeah, and she likes Courage at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
good
she's basically...
Courage. That's how she talks.
Yeah. But, like, other villains, the scariest villain to me was Cat. Like, it was a, like, cat, like a large cat who can walk on two legs, red, and just, like, he is very diabolical. He felt like the him from Powerpuff Girls of Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, he was the mastermind. He wasn't always, like...
He did have minions.
Yeah, like
so
he had...
he did have a few bigger
He
plans,
made a minion out of jam. Who does that?
And spiders.
Spiders were the freakiest ones, and that was the first time we saw him.
Oh my god, whoever animated those spiders had the greatest time. And it's also very demented. What the hell?
Yeah, and the voice actor for Cats did, like, a really great job conveying that, like, spooky, like, cool, calm, collective talk. Like, and like, he always would, like, target Eustace and Muriel. Like, because he's like, listen, dog, I can't get you. So I'm going to get what you care about. Like, he was just... And he always, like you said, he always had minions that were just, like, the spiders, the jam monster. He had the... Like, he worked with LaQuack a few times. Like, like, it's just... And he had, like, the evil dog. What was it? The Wermo? Wermos. That's what it was.
Yep.
Like, and then he had, like, a big toe. And I have a fear of feet, too. So that was, like, extra, like,
disturbing. That's where they had the little Legion of Doom episode where all the, some of the famous villains came back and just all teamed up because they hated Courage.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's. See that foot? Mm-mm. Gross. Mm.
I mean,
yeah, it is gross.
Had faces. But yeah, that's for me. Like, and he had the whole Bond villain mystique too. Like, he was
Bond villain.
Yeah.
He was a gangster. He was legit monster.
Bond villains are.
Have you seen the Bond movies? But yeah, no, he had that like British villain vibe. And
yeah, the Bond ones always have class, and I didn't really see class from this one.
It's because he's a cat, and cats have class, but fuck cats.
So. I thought we were talking about the foot there.
Oh, no, the not foot the foot.
The foot is the Bond henchman.
Yes. But what about you guys?
Except none of the cool ones.
Who are some of you guys' villains?
One of the ones that kind of freaked me out psychologically, I don't know, maybe it was just the episode, and I don't know her name, but it was the perfect woman, where, like, she was trying to teach Courage how to be, like, perfect, like, all the time, and it, like, freaked me out, just like, but then it had, like, the whole moral of the episode, which I'm like, okay, imperfection's good, okay, cool. I don't know why, just the first time I saw it, and I was like,
I really wish I knew who you were talking about.
Really? She's like, you must be perfect. And she'd slap him with a ruler or something like that.
The perfectionist? Oh, yeah.
The episode you're talking about, but yeah.
I don't know. She freaked me out. Also, like, Fred. There you go. Yeah.
I was going to say Fred. Fred.
And, like,
is,
where did she
Fred
come from?
Fred is the first one that pops into my head.
Fred's smile was so demented. Like, it's just...
Because he was naughty.
My God.
I was never more naughty. Well, maybe not never.
Like,
oh my God.
And the thing is, I agree with, like, courage. Like, being afraid of all these people. Like, these are... It's not just, like, he was afraid of nothing. Like, there were some really freaky characters up in here. Like, and... Especially when you live in the middle of nowhere and you're just like, where, like, all these people come across, like, everywhere. It's just like, who was, there was one for me who was right up there with Katz, trying to remember who it was. It wasn't
well,
King.
You said LeQuack.
Yeah. LeQuack was just like really demented.
He was fun.
Yeah, like,
I am LeQuack.
He tried to kill Muriel by putting her on a toy train set and just smacking her in the face with pies for like an hour. Who the hell came up with that?
Like,
I mean, that's not as weird as like sometimes they would try to like, what was that one frog episode where they tried to transform Eustace and Muriel into frogs? That was weird.
The King Buffalo episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Like, that made no sense at all.
It really
like,
did.
It was Mondo. That's what it was. The alien, like, you guys remember Mondo? The demonic magician?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
he looks
man.
Familiar.
Yeah, like, he was, oh, God. Everything creaked me out because I was like, as a kid, man, I might have to sign up for some, like, Mike Pence conversion therapy after that because it was just, ooh, it was crazy. Bruh.
One thing I didn't realize at the time, but when I got reminded of courage things and read some wikis and watched some old episodes and whatnot, I forgot there was a domestic abuse episode. This cat, she's masked everything. The only reason you know she's a cat is because her name is Kitty, and animals are
that.
Yeah, she misses her friend Bunny out in the city being kept by a bunch of dogs.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was the bunny wanted to see the cat.
They wanted to see each other.
Well, yeah, that's true.
The idea was that they were going to run away together, and the dogs got wind of that, so Bunny's quote-unquote boyfriend chased the cat away and kept Bunny close.
I was like... Real gotta close. Go to the other side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That, and when you finally get to see the inside of the boyfriend's apartment, it's clear what kind of scene it is.
Yeah, that was some real symbolism at work there.
That flew over most children's heads.
Several pieces of symbolism.
I didn't even know what cat was. I remember, like, Kitty. I was like, why is she wearing a mask? And, like, what's going on, Bunny? Like, it's just, I had a whole bunch of questions from that one. I was just like, what is happening? Why is it happening? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I didn't get the episode when I watched it as a kid.
I don't think any of us did.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did.
Except for Kells. He's like, I know everything. I know exactly what this is pointing towards.
Nah, man, life is fucking hard.
I will say one of my more favorite episodes for whatever reason. I think that's because it's where they introduced, like, whenever Courage would fall, he would laugh. Or, like, they would laugh. It just made me laugh every time. The Dr. Gerbil episode. Do you remember that one?
Oh, wait, that's the one where we actually get the flashback about his parents.
Was it? Oh.
I think so. Were they taking to the vet?
I think so. No, it's the Dr. Gerbil where, like, he has a whole bunch of, like...
The scientist vacuum salesman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks them up in the vacuum and takes them to, like, be experimented on and stuff.
They use they reuse a lot of characters for different things and just never address it.
No, it's like they had that little jingle when he's going down the boat ride. It was like, it's Dr. Gerbil's World. Something like that.
At least it wasn't a small world.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, Mona Lisa being a whole character. Like, that episode was really... Like, you guys remember when it came to life, when the planets aligned? That whole episode?
There's like 52 episodes. I can't remember them all.
No, it was the episode where, like, Courage was, like a half kangaroo creature. It was a really weird... It was like the planets had aligned and everything had changed.
Oh, wait, I thought you were talking about where, like, they put a dinosaur bone in Courage and he, like, turned into a kangaroo thing or something
that. Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. And then, the whole, like, it was, that was just such a weird episode. I just remember being like, I don't even know what acid is, but I feel like I'm on it. Like, because it was so just.
That episode's called So in the Louvre We Are.
Okay, yeah.
That clears up nothing.
Like,
well, it clears up nothing at all. Doesn't really matter. Mona Lisa is hung in the Louvre, and it's a joke about love.
Yeah, and it's like the thinker's in it too, and it's just like. It's a whole episode, and, like, you also see LaQuack. Like, I feel like it was one of LaQuack's schemes as well that put the things into motion. So I was just like, this is such a weird, like, I don't know, man. Like, Courage was a whole... And then you had people like Dai Lun, who was just, like, he wasn't even really felt like a villain. He was just always, like, an inconvenience.
Like, yeah, but that episode where he was, trying to steal Muriel for her bones for his aunt. That why they were in China. That was weird. Very entertaining, but very weird. It got very Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was like. I was wondering. Like, I still wonder. Like, what the creators of Courage. Like, how did they come up with their villains? I was like, they just got a team meeting.
They dropped something.
Yeah.
They did.
Like, some of them, I'm like, yeah, I could see these, how they're inspired. And then some of them, you're just like, huh? Like the Cajun Fox as well. Like, when he would, like the whole episode where he
That one seems pretty simple enough. It's just one big chase over Muriel. All he needs is motivation. Eat Muriel. Yeah. Seems pretty easy.
Yeah, but it was always weird how they were like, everybody wanted Muriel. Like was she like, and it was never explained if like she was
to be fair, if they took Yusuf, Courage would not care.
That's the exact point, is that all of this is framed through the lens of what Courage sees and perceives. Mm-hmm. So everything spooky is because Courage is scared of it. Everyone's after Muriel because that's the only thing that Courage cares about.
Muriel.
Is that reality? Who knows? But that's the adventure that Courage is going on, and so are we.
Fair. So. But overall... sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say... Well, what were you... Never mind. I'm just going to say. Speaking of Muriel, y'all remember that one episode with the tornado? She turned young.
Yeah, the baby macaroni. Muriel.
Yeah. Like, more macaroni, less cheese. I don't even like macaroni and cheese.
I vaguely remember that episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that one. That's.
Yeah. Her just so fed up with like.
Young Muriel, Muriel was a brat. Like, she was an absolute brat.
Less macaroni, more cheese.
Yeah, that,
and Eustace was all like, I'm not getting out of this chair. Nope.
I do remember, see, it's weird because I remember young Eustace, like, but I, for some reason, don't remember young Muriel.
I think that was a different episode in which Eustace basically got slightly depressed because of the rain cloud or something like that.
Mm.
And then he started hallucinating because he hadn't, like, eaten or he's just cold or something like that. And he was looking at Courage on the roof or something or other. He's like, where's your hat? And he's like, saw a young version of himself. He's like, I have no hat. And it was so sad. He's like, here you go. And it was just, and the cloud disappeared. It was just so sweet. I like cried at that point. It was great. And then he went back to being his old crabby self, so nothing was learned.
He's so nice to Courage for once in his life, and it's all a hallucination about himself.
Yeah.
Damn, you crotchety old fuck.
I love how Courage would, like, sometimes, like, when he would just get in the real situations, he'd have to, like, give himself a pep talk so he would, like, actually start talking. And, like, just the way he would talk, like, it would be, like, I imagine if a dog tried to talk, that's actually what it would sound like. Just, like, so. Like,
oh, no. Yeah. I gotta do it.
He's like, Muriel.
Oh, Muriel. Oh. Sometimes he'd do that.
If I can't do it, my name is Juan Sanchez. And it's not.
And it's not.
Hey, name Schwick. Rhymes with, you don't want to know that.
Oh my god, human-sized roach.
Yeah, apparently he's listed as like a serial killer.
The least believable part of the show is that someone didn't just scream, kill it with fire, the moment that thing walked into a room.
Yeah. I do have to say, I remember that, like, the Storm Goddess and how she wanted to steal Courage.
Yeah, like, that was weird. She's like, do you wish to... Yeah, like, Courage goes into the sewer, and then he finds the dog, and he's just basically licking this bone. He's like, do you wish to lick the god bone? It's so delicious. And it's like, what is happening? I don't even know anymore. It's so freaky.
Well, Loki's at it again. Tricking everybody into licking bones? Okay.
The bone so delicious because it is the god bone that was located under the city or something. I can't remember. But, yeah. Then, like, the Storm Goddess and Muriel got into an argument. They're like, my Courage! No, it's mine! He's mine!
Yeah, and that
Muriel
was like,
is literally tied to the house screaming mine while the goddess is just like, bitch, I make tornadoes.
And that's also where we met Duncan, I think. Like the dog.
I'm assuming that's the other dog.
Oh, yeah. Duncan! You love that bone more than me. And then Courage was like, oh, reverse psychology, haha. Starts like, oh, yeah, this is a.
It works more
often
than you think.
I love the Storm Goddess now. He gets all jealous and stuff, which I think is funny.
True. So, I would say, like, overall, Courage was, like, definitely the spookiest thing of my childhood, like, cartoon-wise.
Like, really? Like, Goosebumps? Was it?
I said cartoon-wise, because Goosebumps was
Gotcha.
Yeah,
what about, like, Billy and Mandy?
That was, like, hey man, life's hard and we gonna prepare you for it type scary. That was like a satire scary for me, like Billy and Mandy was. But this is more of a like legit like creepy horror scary. And like on the note of Goosebumps, like,
I mean,
you just made me like relive like R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour, and I hate you for that because now it's like in my head. I just remember the girl from Hannah Montana like being in that movie. And like, wow, she can actually act. But
wow,
I was like, you weren't doing it on Hannah Montana, but you know. But no, I definitely say Courage. Like to this day, like I never trusted geese in the first place, but like LaQuack made me not trust ducks either. And you know, I stand by it because I hear about a lot of people being attacked by ducks unprovoked. Mind
they're
you.
Fucking vicious.
Yeah, and I just want a duck to know any day it's on site. Like, if I see you at the park or something, like, just know, like, if you come for mine, which is my food, like, you're gonna get it. Like, it ain't no discussion. Like, you know, you ain't on an endangered species list. You ain't a giraffe. Come at me.
But geese will eat a snake. I'm not gonna fuck with a geese.
I said ducks. I know the geese own the night. Like, that's their territory. They were here first. Like, if I see a geese, I'm like, you have a good day. You gonna mind your business. I'm gonna mind mine. Like,
stay over there.
I've seen a geese, like, attack a stray cat, like, with his neck, bruh. Like, it just started, like, flailing around like a snake. I was like, this geese is a Orochimaru right now. Like, it's doing some weird shit. Like, I don't mess with geese.
This whole game based on being a a goose just being annoying.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Like, yeah, long story short, I feel like Courage gave us all some type of medium psychological issue.
But it was a good psychological issue. Like,
I mean,
I look back on Courage, I always smile.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I loved the show as a kid. Loved it now.
Yeah, it looks like by the end of the episode, everything's okay, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah. I think Courage was the first, like, creepy, spooky show that I watched, and it honestly helped me get into things like Billy and Mandy and Invader Zim and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, Invader Zim was a vibe as well, which we will be doing a podcast on later this month as well. Plug for Invader Zim. But yeah. Is there anything else?
It's a wrap, boys.
Yeah, is there anything else you guys have to add?
Nope, just a lot of good memories. I'd go back. The show, if you want to watch it, is available on Verve. That much I do know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good call. Boomerang is doing reruns of Courage, and Boomerang is a channel on Verve. So,
yep. Yeah. High recommendation from all sources here.
It's one of those I would definitely say, show your kids. Share in the trauma.
Pass on the psychological trauma.
True.
And you know, spread the love.
Yeah. And next week we are doing Castlevania. And if you guys want to get a jump on that and be ready to talk about it with us, you can catch that on the flicks of Netflix.
Whoa.
And shoot. Like that, I am definitely done.
Okay, cool. Zog won't be here next week. We're replacing him with Zog 2.0, which is Hobo Jeff.
Which is literally him, but I don't know. We'll play him back twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So you can catch next week's episode on the Your Typical Shonen Protagonist feed on all of the podcatchers. We're talking Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast. Wherever you like to get your podcast, you can catch this there. Or the website, which is ytsp.org. Same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll catch you guys on the next one.
And you can catch everyone else at their social media bullshit.
I was about to say, like, no, we can't do the social media stuff. All right. You can find me at Strangely Entertaining on YouTube and on the Twitterverse. I do things every now and then.
You can find me better on the Twitter universe.
Wow. I didn't know it was a competition all of a sudden.
Life's a competition. At Static Dreads with a Z. That's a Z at the end, in case people were wondering, because I did have someone ask me about that. The Z is at the end.
Because he's cool.
Yes. And you can find the Zog Boy on YouTube at The Zog, where he still has not posted more Power Rangers content.
But he's working on it.
Yes.
Believe you me, I know in his heart of hearts, in the heart of the cards, he's doing shit. I believe it.
That so, Exodia's left arm is next. You'll see.
All that and more, all here on Content Breaker.
Yay, we did it. All right. We'll catch y'all next time.
Will we?
I don't know. Might be dead next time. Who knows?
Shit. Like,
you're playing around. Welcome to 2020, bitches.
Dang, I was trying not to use hard curse words. All right, we're out.
We've been out.
Yeah.
Okay, I stopped recording.
I'm leaving all this shit.